Egypt.
那么神就指着摩西把以色列人救出来。
And then God brought the through Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
让以色列在迦南地，就是今天的巴勒斯坦里面建立他的国家。
And allowed the Israelites to establish the country at the Canaan, which is today's Palestine.
那么当以色列人过太平安的时候，他们怎么报得耶和华神呢？
But when the Israelites live a peaceful life, what do they do? How do they treat their own God, Jehovah?
那么他们就把他们的神都遗忘了。
But they totally forgot about the God.
反而去敬拜其他他附近的国家这些假神。
And they went to worship the false gods in that country around them.
那如果你是神的时候，你会怎么对待以色列人呢？
If you were God, how would you treat the Israelites?
我就会把以色列从这个地上铲除。
I would wipe out the Israelites from the ends of the earth.
再选另外一个国家。
And then,
重新开始
and then select another country and start off from all over again.
但是呢，神跟天下的父母是同一样的心情。
But God is almost like all the parents in the world.
儿女遗忘了你，但是你却忘不了他们。
Even though your children might forget about you, but you cannot forget about your children.
父母总是希望呢，儿女有一天改变了，悔改了。希望他们记得他们。
And the parents always wish us one day, the children would change and remember them.
所以呢，神就在旧约圣经里面常常派先知去提醒以色列人。
So therefore, in Old Testament, God always sent the prophets to remind the Israelites.
希望呢，他们放弃假神。回归耶和华神
and hope that they would abandon their false God and return to Jehovah God.
那其实我们基督徒跟以色列人有很多相似的地方。
But us Christians and the Israelites, there are a lot of similarities.
就在知识上面呢，我们都知道在世上只有独一的真神，就是耶和华神。
In terms of our knowledge, we know that there is only one God, and that is the Jehovah, the true God.
但是呢，我们在平常的生活跟世人其实没有什么大的分别。
But in our daily lives, we're not that different from anyone else in the world.
很多基督徒他们跟世人唯一的分别呢，可能就是现在。
And a lot of Christians, perhaps the difference between them and the other people would be what's going on now.
他们还在睡觉。
They are still sleeping.
但是呢，我们就来敬拜神。
But we're here to worship God.
在有一些基督徒心目中，他们只是早就把神遗忘了。
A lot of Christians in their heart have long forgotten God.
他追求的跟世人追求的一样。
What they seek after is not that different from the people in this world.
他们的心中的假神可能是金钱，是享乐。可能是成就。
And their false god, perhaps their money and the entertainment and accomplishment.
他们希望这些东西能够带给他们满足跟平安。
They hope all these things will bring them peace and satisfaction.
但是我们刚刚所读的以赛亚书四十六章里面指出
the scripture that we just read in the Isaiah 46 pointed out,
以色列人他们拜这些假神不可能是真神来的。
They worship other gods, but they cannot be true God.
他们是没有办法可以跟耶和华神去比较。
They can never be compared with the Jehovah over our God.
神就在这里呢，给他们三个理由，为什么这些假神比不上真神呢？
God gave them three reasons why that these gods cannot be compared to the true God.
第一个理由呢，就是这些需要人抬的不可能是真神。
And the first one is the one who needs to be carried cannot be true God.
第一节说北勒俯伏尼波欢腰巴比伦的偶像戴在走兽和牲口上，他们所抬的现在都成了重担，成了皮佛的生出身上的重担。
In verse 1, Bel bows down, Nebo stoops low. Their idols are borne by beasts of burden. Their image that are carried about are burdensome, a burden for the weary.
那比勒跟尼波呢，就是当时中东最强这个国家巴比伦的国的神。
And Bel and Nebo are the ones that within their king, the Babylon god, they are the strongest.
比勒呢是众神之神。
Bel is the god of all gods.
尼波呢是他的儿子。
Nebo is his son.
他的儿子呢是一个就是这个知识跟命运之神。
And Nebo is the knowledge and the god of fortune.
Fate.
Of fate.
所以呢他是第一节其实是形容呢当时呢巴比伦人呢他过节的时候会把他们的神像拿出来游行的。
And the first verse described that every year around this festival, the Babylonians would bring Nebo and Bel and actually come out for a parade.
但是这些神像太重了。
But these gods are very so heavy.
所以你抬的人走了一段路的时候，他要停下来嘛。
But the ones who are carrying them after a certain distance have to stop.
所以呢，就好像呢，第一节说这个比勒俯伏尼波弯腰。
And that is what is described in verse 1. It's Bel bows down and Nebo stoops low.
这些神像不单只要人抬，他更成为敬拜的人的一个重担。
Not only do these gods need to be carried, but also becomes a burden for other people.
那对于很多人来说呢，金钱就是一个万能的神。
To a lot of people, money is a god that has all these power.
但是一个拜钱的人呢，他最后会发觉，其实不是钱去照顾他。是他去照顾这些钱。
But the one who worship money, eventually we find out is not the money is taking care of me, but rather I'm taking care of the money.
Joanna 告诉过一个故事。
Joanna told me one story.
他有一次跟这些老人家计划一起去坐游轮。
And they one time she actually got a group of elderly people to go on a cruise.
大家都很期待。
And everyone were all anticipating that.
但是他其中一个老人家就突然间呢想到一个事情。
And one of the elderly person answered questions. Is it this question?
他说，在船上可不可以上网的
？On the ship, can you actually go have internet service?
其实 Joanna 也不太确定。
But actually, Joanna wasn't even sure herself.
但是这个朋友就是因为这个原因呢，他最后不去了。
And the friend, because of this reason, decided not to go.
原因就是呢，他每一天都要看着他的股票。
The reason is that every day he has to kind of keep an eye on his stocks.
他的股票没有看顾他。
His stocks is not taking care of him.
是他要看顾他的股票。
And it's him who's trying to take care of his stocks.
假神都是要人去照顾的。
And false gods need to be taken care of by men.
不单只他们要人照顾，其实他是自身难保。
And not only do they need to be taken care of, they cannot even take care of themselves.
第二节里面讲到了，他们一同弯腰俯伏，不能保护众妇，他们自己反倒被掳去了，
Verse 2 says, they stoop and bow.Down together, unable to rescue the burden, they themselves go off into a captivity.
其实第二节言下之意是提醒以色列人。
And the underlying message of verse 2 is to remind the Israelites.
你们觉得巴比伦这个国家怎么强大，就是因为他们的这两个假神吗？
Do you think that Babylon is so strong is because these two false gods?
神说，他预言说，有一天巴比伦这个国家灭亡的时候，他们两个神像也会成为这些战利品的。
And the God foretells that one day Babylon would actually go this country would be destroyed, and the Baal and Nebo would actually be only become a war trophy.
这些假神自身难保,
these false gods cannot even take care of themselves.
神在第三、第四节, 就说, 但是我耶和华神,
in verse 3 and 4, God pointed out that He Himself is not like these false gods. Not only I don't need anyone to carry me,
是我把你们人去抬，我还把我抬起来。
And it's me who actually would carry you.
第三节说，雅各、格加、以色列家所余剩的人，你们都要听我的话。你们自出母腹，就蒙我怀抱；自出母胎，就蒙我提辖。
And verse 3 says, Listen to me, you descendants of Jacob, to all the remnants of the people of Israel. You whom I have upheld since your birth, have carried, and have carried since you were born.
以色列人什么时候是出母胎的时候啊?
When did the Israelites come out of the tomb?
他就是当他们在埃及做奴隶的时候，神把他们救出来的时候。
This is referring to when they were slaves in Egypt, God brought them out.
神叫他们, 你要记得当时是我把你们抱出来的。
And God told them, at that time, I was the one who carried you out.
不单只从前我要抱你, 第四节说, 直到你们年老, 我还是一样, 直到你们发白, 我仍要怀抱你, 我以前自然怎样做, 以后我必提拔你, 我必怀抱你, 也必拯救你。
Not only God would carry them, but in verse 4 it says, Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you.
神说你年幼的时候我曾经怀抱你。
God said, When you were young, I had carried you.
将来你年老的时候我还是要再抱你。
When you get old, I will still would carry you.
我要拯救你。
I will rescue you.
现在自己年纪越来越大。
At this time, I'm getting a little older.
我就想到我跟我太太是无儿无女的。
I thought about that me and my wife actually have no children.
所以将来如果老了,没有力了,连去吃炒饭的力也没有哦。
When I get old, actually maybe weak, and don't even have the energy to have some fried rice.
那么我就想，我要解决这个方法怎么办呢？
And how do I resolve this problem?
我就要向我平时照顾这些小孩下手了。
And I would actually try to get the children that I've been taking care of and actually get them to help me.
我就问其中一个小孩。
I asked one of the children.
你长大以后可不可以买炒饭来给我吃？
And when you get old, can you actually go buy some fried rice for me?
这个小男生一口说, 不要!
And this little boy actually would just say, no.
我没有想过他这么忘恩负义。
I never thought that he would have so little gratitude.
但是有一天我灵修的时候,读到这圣经的时候, 神就鼓励我。
And one day when I was having my quiet time, I read to this verse, God encouraged me.
神说,假神要人抬的,
and that he said, false gods need to be carried by others.
真神不需要人抬,
and the true God do not need to be carried.
还有我们的神会怀抱我们,
and then also our God would carry us.
到我们走不动老了, 他还要提拔我们。
And when we get too old, cannot even walk, he would actually carry us along.
你们做父母的, 你一生的依靠是你的儿女吗?
You parents, is your reliance on your life, is that your children?
那么我希望他们是一个饮水思源的人。
I hope they are ones with gratitude.
但是我的依靠是我的天父。
But my reliance is my God, my Father in heaven.
我们的天父怀抱所有投靠他的人。
And our God the Father would carry all who turn to Him.
直到我们离开世界的时候，他仍要拯救我们。
And until we get to leave this world, He will still provide salvation for us.
所以第一神指出, 被人抬的不可能是真神。
So the first one pointed out that the one who needs to be carried cannot be the true God.
第二，神指出无生命的不可能是真神。
And the second, God pointed out that the one who is lifeless cannot be the true God.
第五节，神问你们要把谁与我相比？谁与我相似呢？你们把谁与我比较，好使我们同等呢？
Verse 5, Scott asks, with whom will you compare me or count me equal? To whom will I liken, will you liken me that we may be compared?
因为神指出这些假神只是人用金银所造出来的。
And God pointed out that these false gods are only made out of gold or silver.
第六节讲到了，就是哪些从囊中找金子，用天平平银子的人，故银像制造神像，他们俯伏又叩拜。
Verse 6 says, some pour out gold from their bags and weigh out silver on the scales. They hire a goldsmith to make it into a god, and they bow down and worship it.
神像只是人自己骗自己说他是神而已。
And God pointed out that these people are fooling themselves and actually creating God and actually think that they are, they're actually...In a way, they are actually being fooled.
这些神像是没有生命。
And these gods have no life.
在第七节里面呢，神用了三个不能来形容他们这些神像是没有生命。
In the verse 7, God uses three cannot to describe that these gods have no as lifeless.
首先，这些神像给人钉在地上以后呢。他就不离本会。
And then the first, when these gods being nailed down on the ground, these gods cannot move.
第二就是呢，人呼求他，他不能答应。
And the second is someone cries out to it, it cannot answer.
第三就是当你有患难的时候，你指望他去搭救你，但是他也不能救哪些。人脱离患难。
And the third one is that when they need to cannot save them from their trouble.
但是呢，神在第八、第九节里面呢，都挑战这些拜惯了偶像的人。
And the in Jehovah God actually in verse 8 and 9, the challenge those who have been worshiping the false gods.
他说。你把你的假神跟我做一个比较啊。
And they say, take your false gods and compare Jehovah God as a comparison.
这些假神不能动，不能回答，不能拯救。
And these false gods cannot move, cannot answer, and cannot save.
但是呢，神在第十跟第十一节讲到，他用三个活动来证明呢。耶和华神是一个活神。
And the verse 10 and verse 11, God pointed out that in three activities point out He is one with life.
第一，真神宣告。
And the first one is true God make known.
我从起初就宣告末后的事，从古时就说还没做成的事。
I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come.
这里的意思就是耶和华神能够说出还没发生的预言。
And that is to say that Jehovah God can foretell what's about to come.
第二个活动呢，就是真神说话。
And the second thing is that God will speak.
他说，我的计划必定成功，我所喜悦的我必做成。
I say my purpose will stand, and I will do that all that I please.
神不但预言。他会保证这个事情发生。
God not only would foretell, but would guarantee that this event will indeed happen.
最后一个活动就是神召来。
And that, the last one is that he will summon.
十一节说，我把咒鸟从一处之地召来，就是把乘着我计划的人从远方召来。
And verse 11 says, from the east I summon a bird of prey.From a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose.
这头鸟呢，其实是在两章之前神所预言的古列王。
And this bird of prey And that is in two chapters ago, it's about the King Cyrus.
It
described the King Cyrus who will build the temple. You see the powerful of this foretelling, why is it so powerful?
第一, 这个圣殿当时, 还在耶路撒冷屹立,
and the number one is this temple was still standing upright in the Jerusalem.
神已经说有一天有人要把它重建,
and God has already said one day this will be rebuilt.
还有这个预言呢, 是发生在这个, 事情之前的150年,
and then this second is this foretelling happened 150 years before that happened.
所以在这里呢,你很明显见到了,神在这里呢,是影视巴比伦这个假神的尼波。
And this is very clearly in a way reflect the Babylon god Nebo.
因为尼波是一个命运之神。
Because Nebo is a god of fate.
但是呢,神说, 那么你能不能够讲出将来的预言呢?
And the God will say, can you actually tell what's going to happen?
我就能了,你有没有这个能力啊?
I can, but can you?
那讲到这里的时候, 你可能心里面简直想,
when we actually speak at this point, you might think,
就是今天讲到跟我没有益处哦。
This sermon has nothing to do with me and has no benefit.
因为我是一个什么神都不相信的无神论者。
Because I am atheist who believes in no God.
那我明白很多无神论者的立场。
I understand that the position that a lot of atheists stand.
但是我也希望你了解一个事情。
But I also hope that you understand one thing.
可能你不拜这些你见得到的偶像。
Perhaps you don't worship any of these false gods that you see.
但是不代表你没有东西是你所依靠的。
And then also doesn't represent anything that you have reliance upon.
有人靠钱,
and some people rely on money.
有人靠权力,
and some people on power.
更有更多人呢, 是靠自己,
and a lot of other people rely on themselves.
你要问自己, 就是当万难来到的时候, 你能够, 你所靠的东西能够救你吗?
And then you ask yourself, when calamity comes, can you, all these things that you rely upon, can they save you?
因为最后神指出, 不能拯救的不可能是真神。
And God pointed out at the end, say, the ones who cannot save you cannot be a true God.
神在十二节里面说, 你们这些心中顽硬, 远离公义的, 当听我言, 我使我的公义临近, 必不远离, 我的咒恩不迟延, 我要为以色列我的荣耀在石安是,
and verse 12 says, listen to me, you stubborn-hearted, you who are far now far from my righteousness. I am bringing my righteousness near. It is not far away, and salvation will not be delayed. I will grant salvation to Zion, my splendor to Israel.
其实呢,在这一章圣经第二跟第七节呢,已经两次指出了,这些假神呢,是不能拯救的。
And this, within this chapter, verse 2 and verse 7, how do I point out that false God cannot save.
但是在13节里面, 耶和华神就是说, 我能够拯救。
But in verse 13, God pointed out that I'm the only one who can save.
我的咒恩必不迟延。
My salvation will not be delayed.
但问题是, 如果我们是一个心中顽硬, 远离公义的人, 那么如果这个公义快要来临的时候会发生什么事情?
I ask yourself, if we are the ones who have stubborn hearted and far from righteousness, when these righteousness comes, what will happen?
那当神的公义来临的时候, 那么这些行不义的人就会面对他的审判。
And when the righteous comes, all these people would face their own judgment.
所以神预先告诉他们十二、十三节的原因就是, 他希望给他们一个机会去悔改。
And God told them in verse 12 and 13, say, have them so that they have a chance to repent.
如果你离弃假神，承认自己的罪
，If you leave false God and admit your sin，
那么当神的公义来临的时候，你就会得到他的救恩。
And the, when God's righteousness, you will receive His salvation。
神特别讲到了这个救恩呢，是会从在十案三、十案四行他的救恩。
And God also talk about He would carry out His salvation at Zion。
那十案三就是在耶路撒冷。
Zion that is at Jerusalem。
就是耶稣钉十字架的地方。
That is a location where Jesus was crucified。
神希望我们接受耶稣的赦免。
And God wants us to receive the forgiveness from Jesus。
我们就必蒙神的救恩。
And then we will receive God's salvation。
神爱你跟我。
And God loves you and me。
虽然呢，我们人常常把神呢，遗忘了。
And a lot of time, even though we forget about God,
但是我们的神却没有忘记我们。
But our God have not forgotten us.
神希望我们去想一想我们所倚靠的这些东西。
And God wants us to think about all the objects that we rely upon.
是你抬他还是他抬你呢？
Are you carrying them or them carrying you?
这些你所倚靠的，他有能力回答你吗？
And all these things that you rely upon, do they have the ability to answer you?
你在患难的时候呼求他，他能救你吗？
When you're at calamity, you call upon him, will he be able to save you?
如果你所倚靠的东西都不能回答你的，
If you, all these things that you rely upon cannot even answer you,
那么他们就不可能是真神。
And they cannot truly be true God.
所以神的意思就是悔改吧。
And God was telling us, He said, repent.
信靠主耶稣。
Rely upon Jesus.
因为我们的神，直到我们年老的，他还是一样；直到我们白白，他还要怀抱你。神以前自然拣作，以后他也不会，他要提辖你，他要怀抱你，他要拯救你。
Even to your old age, gray hairs, I am He. I am He who sustained you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you.
我们最后做一个祷告。
Let's close the word closing prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是真神。
Because you are true God.
你不需要人去照顾你。
You don't need anyone to take care of you.
反而你会听人的祷告。
And on the other hand, you would actually listen to our prayer.
你愿意赦免人。
You want to forgive men.
你愿意去拯救人。
You're willing to rescue men.
求神帮助我们把心里面的偶像除去。
We ask that you would remove the false gods in our heart.
因为我们的神怀抱所有投靠他的人。
Because our God carry all those who rely upon him.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们现在呢，是我们在。